Establish yourself through righteousness. Distance yourself from oppression. Let me say that real slow. Establish yourself through righteousness. Distance yourself from oppression. You see, oppression is harsh and cruel forms of domination from people who inflict stress, the source of worry, stress, or source of trouble to somebody else. Why would you be around someone and allow another person to treat you harsh and to be cruel towards you with forms of domination? They want to dominate you. They want to inflict stress upon you. They want to be the source of worry in your life, stress or source of trouble to somebody else. Well, according to the word of God, a true believer needs not to fear that. And from devastation to cause severe damage to something, to shock or upset greatly. That's what devastation is. Devastation is something that shocks and upsets a person. That's your opposition, for it will not come near you. Behold, they may indeed gather together, but it is without my Father's consent. Whoever will gather against you will fall because of you. Isn't that something? Whoever will gather against you will fall because of you. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, I activate my righteous faith. I activate my righteous belief. I receive the coming of the Holy Spirit and I'm baptized into the Holy Spirit. I'm born of the Holy Spirit and I'm in spiritual agreement with the Holy Spirit. I know the Spirit of truth is with me and the Spirit of truth is dwelling inside of me right now. I decree your word, Father, as I minister back to you, and let it be unto me. According to Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17, any weapon sharpened against me will not succeed, and any tongue that will rise against me in judgment, I shall condemn that tongue myself in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree God promised to me that he would not send attackers against me because I am of the people who belong to God in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree every destructive nation was created by God himself, and I understand they are under God's complete power and supreme authority, and the destructive nations are under God's hand and not above it in the name of Jesus the Christ. Isn't that something? I decree physical assault is forced back, and I reject the approach from every man, and I reject the approach from every woman who became against me. Let me say that real slow. I decree physical assault is forced back, and I reject the approach from every man, and I reject the approach from every woman who ever became against me in the name of Jesus the Christ. See, sometimes it's good not to be around people. Sometimes when you're walking with God, oh, come on, somebody. I said when you're walking with God, sometimes it's best to be by yourself. Why? Because it's a straight and narrow walk. It's straight and narrow, and you're not going to see a lot of people on that road. So I decree physical assault is forced back, and I reject the approach from every man, and I reject the approach from every woman who became against me in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree I refuse the negative men, and I refuse the negative women. See, if you're negative, you can't even be around me. If you're a negative man and you're a negative woman, every time you open your mouth, it's about something that's negative. Miss me with all that. You can't even be in my company. You can't even be in my presence. So I refuse the negative men, and I refuse the negative women, and I force back their attack against me upon themselves in the name of Jesus the Christ. You ever been around someone who caused a lot of negativity towards you, and they tried to attack you in every way that they could? But for some reason, God completely cut that individual person who was negative against you. He cut that person out of your life. life. Cut them completely out of your life and kick them to the curb. And when they came against you, God forced the attack that they was bringing on you on themselves. That's why sometimes people are doing good, or they think they are, and then all of a sudden they drop like a hot potato and they're doing bad. And because they were coming against someone who belonged to God. That's the difference between walking with God and not walking with God. Obeying God and not obeying God. People don't know who they messing with. And when I complete this prayer, you're going to understand that the real man of God, the real ones, including the real women of God, the real ones, they understand what I'm talking about. I decree that I force back their attack against me upon themselves. See, I just talked to God about it in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree every moral accusation spoken against me, because people are going to make accusations against you, especially when they can't get over on you. They can't manipulate you. They can't control you. They can't tell you what to do. You got to tell people, I'm not stupid as you think that I am. Sometimes you just got to tell a fool that you're not stupid. Just put it out there, let them know. Then by the time things go south, they're going to recognize, damn, he told me that he wasn't stupid, but they're not going to pay attention to it in the middle of it. But at the end of it, they're going to recognize, I told you when I met you that I wasn't stupid. So I decree every moral accusation spoken against me by the tongues of men and by the tongues of women, known by me and unknown by me. What do you mean unknown by you? Because the person who's trying to take advantage of you, trying to manipulate you, trying to come against you, they talking about you to other people, people who don't even know you. So you're the subject of their gossip. You're the subject of their negative conversation. So I decree every moral accusation spoken against me by the tongues of men and by the tongues of women, known by me and unknown by me, brings a great disgust upon them as my accuser, because God is disgusted with these people. So he brings a great disgust upon them because they are accusing you. Isn't that something? So I decree that I condemn verbally. Let me say that real slow. I got the right to do this. I decree that I condemn verbally with a legal sentence and make my spiritual pronouncement to every tongue used as a weapon against me with God's word of punishment upon them. Let me say that real slow. I condemn verbally with a legal sentence and make my spiritual pronouncement to every tongue used as a weapon against me with God's word of punishment upon them in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree all my righteousness comes directly from God himself. Let me say that real slow. See, if you don't know the word of God, you can't talk like this. People are going to call you arrogant. They're going to say you got an ego. They're going to say you're full of pride because they don't know the word of God. But when you know the word of God, you have the right to speak like this. I condemn verbally with a legal sentence and make my spiritual pronouncement to every tongue used as a weapon against me with God's word of punishment upon them. I decree all my righteousness comes directly from God himself because I have entered into God's heritage. I decree that I'm established through righteousness, and I distance myself away from the oppression of harsh and cruel domination from people who inflict stress, worry, and trouble in the name of Jesus the Christ. I decree I do not fear people of oppression because devastation, severe damage, and shock that upsets does not come near me in the name of Jesus the Christ. Watch this. I decree every man and every woman who gathers together against me is without my Father's consent. Let me say that real slow. I decree on this day and in this hour, let heaven bear the record, let earth bear witness, and let God be my greater witness. I decree every man and every woman who gathers together against me is without my Father's consent, and together they will fall because of me. In the name of Jesus the Christ. So let every man, let me say it like this, let every single man and let every single woman who gathers together against me on this day, let them fall because of me on the same day. Let them fall because of me. All who gather together against me, let them fall because of me. All who gather together against me, let them fall because of me. Now you understand why a whole lot of people can't be around me.